folks, and welcome to another episode of the Positude Podcast. I am your host, Maggie Hart, and I'm really happy to be here this week to share some stories, spread some knowledge, exchange some information, and just enjoy each other's company like we would over a cup of coffee in our living rooms. This has been a very eventful week. Last week, we talked about what could happen and what has been happening with people with short-term memory issues. I'm wondering if any of you are having the same type of experience. But as for myself, this week, I'm going to focus more on personality issues that I've seen as a result of the whole COVID situation and subsequently the events that have transpired since COVID, i.e. chemtrails, shedding, and things like that. I've broached this topic before on my shows off and on. We've talked about it for a few minutes here and there, but there have been so many scenarios, personally speaking, within the past month that I thought it worthwhile to dedicate an hour to discussing some of these issues and talking about whether or not you're experiencing the same types of things in your household with people that you know, with your family. My intuition tells me that on a widespread scale, there are many of us that are ready to bang our heads up against the wall in frustration because of the personality and mood changes and the short-term memory issues that people that we have to deal with on a daily basis are exhibiting. It's so tiring to have to repeat yourself five times or to talk to somebody that you've known for years and see a distinct personality change and wonder what the hell is going on. I have spoken to a bunch of people who are encountering the same types of scenarios as me and are constantly reiterating to me when we speak about the fact that they'll call to pay a bill or they'll have to deal with somebody and they'll give specific instructions or specific requests, and everything just seems to fall by the wayside. It's as though their requests or instructions fall on deaf ears, and even in just general basic conversation, the people that they're speaking to, their loved ones and friends, on a personal level, are just totally incognizant and not remembering at all parts of conversations. Because we all need sources of support and for people to be our sounding boards and to be able to vent when we're frustrated, there are a few of us who will talk about our experiences periodically during the course of a particular day. And we can all recite on any given day, if we've been out in the public or spoken to anyone other than ourselves who are having the personal conversation, we can all give 2 to 3 to 4 examples of encounters that we've had throughout the course of the day or the previous couple days where we've had to engage with people who have had no recollection of matters that we discussed, or in the course of a conversation, they'll ask us to repeat something 2, 3, and 4 times. There was an instance where I had to pay a utility bill. I literally had to give my personal information to the representative on the phone 4 times before they got it right, i.e. spelling of name, street address. And this wasn't even someone that I could say, oh, they were a foreigner. This was an American-sounding individual. So I can't even say, well, it's a matter of language barrier, which quite notably is also the case in many circumstances. So many times I've gotten on the phone and so have my, you know, my friends, my family, my loved ones, and they're like, oh my gosh, this person can't even understand me. I have to repeat myself 5 or 6 times and it's so hard to understand them, even though they're reading off of a script. It's still hard to understand what they say, and they're just, their grasp of the English language is so sorely lacking. But we've all kind of got this club going where we talk to each other about the experiences that we've had, they're all so similar. One person may be paying their electric bill, another their phone bill. One may be on the phone trying to order groceries or do some sort of a phone order, or just talking with work people. And then again, even in the home situation, it's like everybody's out to lunch, no pun intended. It's as though they're not hearing and totally understanding what's being said to them. And if they appear to comprehend or say that they comprehend, they still ask you to reiterate and repeat yourself 5 more times. I mean, seriously, it's like something out of a science fiction movie. We have to have these periodic conversations with each other just because there are times where we think, wait a minute, are we going crazy? Are we the ones that are losing our minds? And when we have these conversations back and forth and we're having mirroring experiences, it's quite obvious that no, we're the sane ones. And it's just so scary that the majority of the people that we're engaging with are having these afflictions. What is causing it? So we talked about this last week on the show. And while I brought up several factors that could be reasons for these people having the short-term memory loss, whether or not they got the jab, number one, first and foremost, those are the worst ones that we encounter. Shedding, chemtrails, the 5G, the chemicals in our foods. These are all factors that are relating. But folks, there's something out there, so help me, that the last 2 or 3 months has totally gone awry. Something that the bad guys are doing, they've amped up and they've amplified. Now, whether it be a matter of all of these things as a whole, I absolutely do think that's the case. But there's one or more things that they are absolutely cranking the last 2 or 3 months, because it's been 6 months at least, but especially the last 2 or 3 months, that myself and people that I speak to, that I'm close with, that I trust, are having the same exact issues. So what the hell are they doing? Is it the 5G? I would say that's probably most of it, and the chemtrails. Now, we don't know about the jab. It was not a tested product. We don't know what those people are going through that have taken the jab and the subsequent boosters. But the shedding is such a huge unknown as well. Is this something that's just taken a while to manifest? Just like these quote-unquote diseases and heart failures that people are having from the jab are after, you know, a year or two, for the most part, of them having the shot, we're starting to see these people really get sick and decline and have more serious issues. Not to say that the people that didn't have issues and that haven't passed away before wasn't important or wasn't something to be noted. I'm not saying that by any means, but there's a market increase. And over the last 2 to 3 months especially is where people that I trust that I've been speaking with, as well as myself, are really seeing an uptick in the decline of these people's memories. As well as, like I mentioned on the last show and on an interview that I did this week, myself included, somebody who does pretty much everything that they're supposed to and is proactive on so many fronts as far as keeping these toxins out of my body, eating holistically, eating organically, taking the right supplements into my body that will help, getting my sunshine, detoxing, all of that. Those of us that still do these things are still having issues, although on a much lesser scale. So there's got to be something overarching that's really being pushed to have all of us having these issues, but some much more than others. So, yeah, I'm going to go with the 5G and the chemtrails. However, having said that, there's part of the time that myself and my friends are off the grid entirely. So the 5G is not going to be as much of an issue there. But in those secluded spots, some of the people that have been subjected to strictly the chemtrails, or mostly the chemtrails, are having the same type issues. It's so concerning. So what do we do? You know, we'll talk about that in the second half. But for now, I wanted to go one step farther. And I want to delve into the personality issues that we've all been seeing. Now, I've been doing shows for, I don't know, say 10 years or more. And when I was asked to be a guest on a show about a month ago, the host jumped right in when I mentioned this and said, oh my God, yeah, people are positively rabid. They're just so mean anymore, and there's no compassion, and there's no empathy, and they're just grumpy and they're grouchy. Typically, on a lesser level, I would see working with clients and just observing the general public, behaviors such as these come about the end of October, beginning of November, as we broached this holiday season. Because with the state of our economy, and then especially with COVID, people were very, and have been historically, that's been the time of year that people typically get anxious and shorter and just grouchier and depressed and stressed out about how are they going to pay for Christmas for their families, or to put a meal on their table for Thanksgiving and then Christmas for their families, gifts for their children, credit card debts. But now recently, with the drastic increases in daily living supplies, food, gas, heat for your home, repairs to your vehicle, all of that has just gone off the chart so exponentially. Everything is so much more expensive than it was in previous times, that's an added stressor to so many people. And so I expected there to be a rise in the behaviors that I'd been seeing historically for as long as I can remember around this time of year. However, this started 2 to 3 months before, 6 months before, a year ago, but mostly 2 to 3 months before. And it's from people that are affluent as well as what used to be the working middle class, i.e. you and me, folks, right? And the lower income families that struggled. This seems to be across the board. Even the people that I encounter that don't have monetary struggles, that don't have to worry how they're going to feed their family, how they're going to give their kids a Christmas or provide a Thanksgiving meal for their families. These are people that are set. They've got stocks, they've got bonds, they've got money in the bank, they've got CDs. They're all still going with that old money system, but however they have it, gold and silver, they have it. And they're still showing the same personality traits. So I can't blame this entirely on the economic system. In fact, I'm not blaming this mostly on the personal behavioral traits that are triggered because people don't have money. I'm saying this is definitely something else. I've given a couple examples on the past couple of shows of personal situations that I've been in where people that I've known for years are having issues. And I am seeing this constantly, as are the people that I trust that I talk to. People that I've known for years that very closely follow the same protocols that I do as to life, as to our perspectives on life, as to how we normally would handle daily issues, the prayer and meditation, the balancing, how do we talk to and diffuse situations and people who are becoming incited and who are rapidly approaching the volcanic stage they're going 0 to 90 in no time at all. On the average, that seems to be the average more than not these days. And so people like myself, people who are healers or work in the field, or just have a general sense, have been schooled in their professional lives as to how to deal with people and how to resolve conflict. And all of those books that they've read about how I can diagnose your personality and different personality conflicts and what to watch out for and what we need to do if you're a type A or a type B or how to navigate different situations. People that have read books about how to become successful in business and how to deal with people and get them to do what you want. Psychological books on how to reason with people. People from different fields, but with the same basic approach to dealing with people, using the same psychological treatments and the same emotional treatments, just treating everybody the way you wanted to be treated as a normal human being. These guys, my clique, my group, my tribe, are all having the same issues, and everyone is having problems diffusing situations that normally would be, for us, somebody who's experienced in the field, essentially a no-brainer. We're not able to bring these people back down to base and to calm them down and to soothe them. They're just off the charts. And a lot of these people that I've dealt with are not on prescription medications, because I've talked about that with my group too. I'm like, so are the people you're talking with, you know, on a normal basis? Obviously, you don't know when you're calling to pay somebody, you know, to pay a bill, what that person's persona is and what they're dealing with personally. But you can assume whether or not they've gotten the jab based on how they talk, especially if you ask them a personal question like, hey, what do you think about Trump? Not that you would, but there are some of us that do engage in some somewhat of personal conversation when we're paying our bills, because we just like to talk to people and sometimes we're just curious. We want to get a feel for that person, right? But no, these people are also dealing with people that on the average are not taking prescription medication. So I can't blame that, right? So it's not that. What we've noticed as a whole is that, especially in our personal experiences, when there is some sort of disturbance in the force or some sort of misunderstanding, or you're trying to have a conversation with someone that is a close friend or a family member that you've known for eons, if not your whole life, when there is an instance that they get aggravated, they just simply write you off. That's happened to me 2 or 3 times in the past week and a half, and it's happened to the people that I speak to at least that many times. That's pretty scary odds. So people that they've known forever misunderstood what they were trying to say or mistook their intent. I would almost feel it was like a deliberate misunderstanding in some cases personally, as far as I'm concerned. In fact, I know in one case, it was absolutely a deliberate misunderstanding, i.e., they tried to pretend that the scenario was not as it was, and they tried to weasel around something and avoid the topic and kind of distract from the base issue. And when I approached that topic and I pushed for a specific answer, I got waffling. And then it was like, when I said my piece, all right, well, okay then. It was as though, basically, F off. And that's what my people have been noticing as well. If there's an instance of an exchange, the other person either deliberately misunderstands or tries to be deceptive, and then there's some sort of disagreement that ensues, and you're just written off. It's like, thank you, have a nice day, F off. and they stop talking. They stop communication. They literally write you off. That's crazy to me. This is the time that families and friends need to be coming together and solidifying. This is something I've been saying for years. These are the times I've been telling you about all these years on my show. And to see these degradations happen, it is a biblical thing. It is in scriptures that in end times, this type of thing will happen. But the fact that it's happening so quickly and so rapidly and so frequently is quite disturbing. Now, when we are in a situation where that happens, and it's been a culmination of a series of events in which we have felt, after we've done everything that we could, that we couldn't heal that situation or that it wasn't going to get any better, it's absolutely our right, but also our responsibility to ourselves to keep ourselves whole and healthy, to say, okay then, if that's the way you want it. Am I saying we're supposed to give up on our family members who have issues and we're not really sure why? No, I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is if it's happened on a repeated basis and it's been more than one occasion and there are things that really hurt you and you've tried to let the other person know, look, you're hurting my feelings or this isn't right or why are you treating me this way? I don't understand. And you're not getting any resolution, then this is the time that we need to separate. And the reason that I say that is also biblically, these are the times I think that as some of us rise and we're understanding our gifts better, we're understanding our abilities more, some things are developing inside of us that has been somewhat asleep all of our lives. There are certain ones of us, there are many of us, in fact, that were put here on this planet at this time for a reason, and we have missions. We may not be fully aware of what our missions are at this time, but when it gets to this point, there will be a separation from the wheat, from the chaff, from the good, from the bad. And certain situations, the universe, God, creator, whoever your belief structure is, they'll put these situations into our path on purpose at this moment so that these separations can occur at this time. Why is that? It's so that we're going to be able to get over that, move past it, forgive, move on, and be better able to focus on the people that we can truly affect and truly make a difference for and truly help. And also the people that will truly be there for us when we need it. Because the times are coming that we really need to have people around us that are going to have our back. Not those that say they're going to have our back and then be off worrying about somebody else that they feel is more important than us when that time comes. Or that we're not going to be able to trust when that time comes to be watching out for us like we would be for them. And it's a sad state of affairs, but this is it. The lines are being drawn in the sand and the universe is totally giving us these scenarios now so that we can do what we need to do to get past them and focus on the people that we're going to be able to help and to focus on the people that are going to be there for us through thick and thin. So many people are rising. They're opening up gifts that they never knew that they had or that they were afraid of before, and they shut them down. And they're opening themselves up. And they are, and I hesitate to use this word, but I use it. It is a New Age term, ascending. We're becoming aware of our gifts, but we're also developing this radar, something that I was pretty much born with, and some of my friends as well. But it's this bad guy, good guy radar. And you're really able to see into the souls of these people. And there has been, so many instances where the veil truly has been lifted from our eyes. The scales have been lifted from our eyes so that we can truly see the hearts and the energies around these people. Were they ever really out for your best interests? Or were they truly always out for themselves and those that they considered more important than you? And you just never saw it. I went through a period of my life, and I've done a couple of shows on this regarding codependency. When we're still in a codependent state, we want to please that person, regardless of how they treat us. And so we let things slide over the years. And in the instance of being a good Christian as well, we're like, okay, well, that's just how they were. They're having a bad day. Let's forgive and forget. That's what we're supposed to do, is forgive, forget, and move on. That's how we get to where we need to be. By holding grudges and anger in our heart, it only makes us sick. I've been talking to you guys about this for years. However, the difference is that now we need to draw the lines in the sand, and they're being drawn for us, as I said earlier. We're not given a choice. Universe is going, well, here's the situation for today. Deal with it. And at the end of that conversation, if it's been an ongoing situation where you've constantly felt, maybe for years, like you weren't good enough, or you weren't valuable enough, or you weren't important enough to be considered, if you find yourself in a situation where you can look back and think about, without even thinking, 5 or 10 or 15 instances where you were left out of something, or you were treated differently than another individual, let's say in your family, even though you tried as hard as you could to do and be good to other people repeatedly and repeatedly and repeatedly, and time and again you've gotten sand kicked in your face, now's the time to say, you know what? I'm done. I'm done. Because my energy and my time and my efforts and my love are going to go to someone that truly needs and deserves it and can appreciate it and will treat me in kind the same way. I mean, I'll be the first one to tell you, because I'm direct in my approach, I offend people sometimes. And I'm sensitive as well. However, when I've done something wrong, I'm the first one to admit it. I'm not going to get anywhere by not telling you that I made a mistake. But when people try to lie to me and try to weasel out of a situation and make excuses, and I'm considered an afterthought, then no, I don't need to play that. Because my time is very valuable. And there are a lot of people out there that are clamoring to have my attention on a daily basis. People that will give me what I need, and people who will appreciate my talents and abilities, and just me as a person and whole. And those are the people that I want on my team. The superficial, the people who say one thing, talk out one side of their mouth, and then treat you differently, no thank you. No thank you. It's at this time that we need to get rid of that excess baggage. And we need to forgive and we need to move on. While we're given free will, irregardless of the circumstances that we live in, whether it be a 5G infused environment where we can't get away from technology, obviously everybody goes outside. We're going to breathe. We're going to get the effects of these chemtrails. Listening to the radio, folks, is another thing. I've been saying this for years, too. There are harmful hertzes that the Rockefellers put into these radio stations and the music way, way, way back. And trust me when I tell you, those negative hertzes just driving in your truck going down the road are affecting you. Unless you're listening to a channel that has like the love 432, I think it is, the love frequencies in it, the healing frequencies in it. I know. I went almost 2.5-3 years without listening to any music. Music is my life. It's a big part of my life. And I went without it because I knew that the harmful hertzes were in it. And I just stayed away from it. As a result, I miss music so much that I went back to it. But what I did before I went back to listening to that music is I did what I do over my food. Before I listen to it, I'll set the intent. Whatever harmful hertzes are in whatever I'm going to listen to are not going to affect me and not affect my body negatively. I'm immune to them and they will stay away from me and out of my body. I'm going to listen to and I'm going to enjoy this music, but I'm going to resist automatically. It's going to be kicked out, anything with a negative hertz. And I'll listen to pure stuff. Sounds of nature. That's the most beautiful music that I could ever hear, is that of a bird singing or a cricket chirping or water rushing or the wind blowing. I've totally immersed myself in that, especially the last couple of weeks. I needed to do a detox. I needed to step away, get away, and come back to balance. And I'm still not where I want to be after a couple of weeks. But I'm a lot better off than I was when I got here. And the reason that I need to do this periodically is because of the outside elements, because of the full court press. And I think we all need to do that on a daily basis, to ground in nature, to listen to nature, just like my rooster crowing in the background, and to get fresh air, even though there's chemtrails, get some sunshine, and then come back inside. Look into the eyes of your pet. Pets are amazing healers. The energy and the vibration from pets is absolutely a healing modality that we were given, that we, for the most part, have been and maybe still are totally unaware of. But pets have an amazing ability to lower your blood pressure, lower your heart rate, to soothe and uplift you when you're feeling down. There is no loyalty on this earth like that of an animal, especially a dog. I've been saying this for years too. I'd much rather be alone with my pets than with a lot of people, even though I'm in the business of helping people. Animals show unconditional love, and that is the spirit that we are supposed to live in. That is the energy that we're supposed to emanate. We're supposed to live in that vibration. So I don't want anyone to think that I'm being hypocritical when I'm constantly telling everyone we need to forget all the bullshit, embrace one another, truly become one. This is how we defeat the dark forces and become stronger, that we are all connected. All of that still stands and absolutely is the case. But when God, the universe, creator source, puts these situations in our laps to deal with, we have already done the work. We've already tried. We've already turned the other cheek. We've already tried to do the best that we can. And biblically speaking, we're not supposed to play the part of the fool either. So I just wanted to clarify that. You can forgive someone and love them from a distance. You can send them positive energy and loving thoughts and healing energy. You just don't need to be subject to being beat down and abused. And as I said earlier, these are situations that the universe has brought to our forefront. so that we can deal with them, because it's been a repetitive situation where, irregardless of our most valiant efforts, things are not changing. And it's at that point we need to do something, not only to protect ourselves, but so that we can take that energy and use it more effectively toward those who truly need it. And we'll utilize it effectively for them to further their journeys and subsequently strengthen the community as a whole. So even though there's kind of a chink in the armor there and you have a little bit of separation, overall, it's going to be good for the whole, for the ones that truly wish to ascend. And when I say ascend, I mean a spiritual ascension. And we'll talk about that after the break. It's time for a break again. I'd like to thank my good buddy Pat Carr, who provides my music for most of my shows, always my entry and exit music. He's an amazing original artist from Louisiana. You can contact him at http://www.itunes.com/Pat Carr. Please support his music, buy his albums, and tell him Maggie sent you. Also, we are totally listener-funded here on the network. We would appreciate anything that you're able to donate, whether it be a dollar, $10, or $100. Please contact the owner on the main page, buy a cup of coffee, and support the network in any way that you're able. It keeps us on the air, and it keeps us bringing you these quality shows. You can scour the main page and check out all of the other shows that are out there. You might find something else that you appreciate and can enjoy. If you want to be a superstar and you have your own business, please consider being a sponsor on our network, whether it be for my show or any show, the network in general. It's a great way and mutually beneficial way to support us and spread the message about the wonderful products that you have to share with the world. We'll be back after this musical break, and we'll talk about some positive things that we can do to fix this situation. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Thank you all for listening. And oh, by the way, if you need to get a hold of me for any spiritual, physical, emotional, or mental needs, please contact me at Maggie@outlook.com. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
Well, my mother was a talker. My dad decided to turn. They took us kids to Sunday school and lived a Christian life. We went to church each Sunday. We never missed a week. And Jesus smiled upon us. Gave us love so sweet. My love was only 18 and I was 25. I barely made money to keep us both alive. Now we struggled and went hungry and tried to make ends meet. Still Jesus smiled upon us and gave us love so sweet. Ooh, love so sweet. Find you can't live up to what it's worth. Ooh, love so sweet. You can hardly find it anywhere on earth. Well, the days are getting shorter. The weather's turning cold. We have a little daughter. She's only 10 months old. She's loving and forgiving. Her trust is so complete. She's just like Jesus said to be. She gives us love so sweet. And when our little girl is grown, my love and I get old, and we'll look back on the times we had, memories made of gold. The smiles, the tears, the laughter, the love we had so deep. Cause Jesus smiled upon us and gave us love so sweet. And when this life is over, our Maker we will meet. We'll stand there at the judgment bar and account for all our deeds. And there upon the right hand, the Master Jesus sits. And still he smiles upon us and gives us love so sweet. Ooh, love so sweet. Find you can't live up to what it's worth. Ooh, love so sweet. Well, you can hardly find it anywhere on earth. Ooh, love so sweet. Find you can't live up to what it's worth. Love so sweet. You can hardly find it anywhere on earth. And you can hardly find it anywhere on earth.
And we're back. That was Love So Sweet by Pat Carr. So now we're going to talk about what can we do once we've had the conversation, separated. What can we do to move on and make our lives better and also continue to help the people that really need it? Well, as I spoke about before the break, it's imperative that we forgive and still send that party loving, positive energy and prayers so that hopefully one day they will be able to see the error of their ways and they'll have their own spiritual transformation that will help them to be a better person and to do better for themselves. We want to always keep things positive. We want to live in that vibration of love. And if we were to do a self-evaluation and just mentally think about all the instances that we've spent time doing things for that other person or those other people, and all of the effort, but also I want you to think closely about the drama that may have been created surrounding that situation. What I mean by that is when these situations are brought to the forefront, when they are brought up for us to deal with, think about what the situation or circumstances were like when you helped that person. Was it really something that was necessary for you to step in and help with, or something that they could have done themselves and just didn't feel like it? Or was it a situation that there was a whole bunch of emotional turmoil that went along with that situation and they created this scenario and got themselves into this mess by themselves and then called on you to help get them out of it? And there you were, just like you've always been. That is important. The reason that it's important is because it will help you to understand better why you're being released from the situation now. Is this a person that always has to talk about somebody else or spread rumors or only calls you when they want to know what's going on in your life so they can spread that information to somebody else? Are we really looking at somebody who loved and cared about you, or somebody who just wanted the daily gossip because they're sitting home and have nothing better to do? There are so many negative scenarios that may have been enveloped in that situation. And because of your desire to give and to help and to do the right thing, you may not have been aware of those at the time. And when we do an internal healing, we do a full body healing, emotionally, spiritually, physically, and mentally. So helping us to understand some of the dynamics around these situations that we became embroiled in because of our desire to help also will help to negate any feelings of guilt that may be around the situation that you're carrying inside of yourself. It'll help you to recognize that, wow, there were a lot of times that I just gave and didn't get, and I was made a laughingstock or made fun of as a result from these people, or I was constantly used. And it'll help you to understand so that you're not feeling guilty for the separation, if that makes sense. So that you're able to look at the situation from above as a non-interested party and get the fuller scope of the scenario. When you're a healer or when you're just a good person, you can't fill from an empty cup, but you also have to be in a really good spot yourself. So you need to be able to recognize these things, work through them emotionally, and move through, get to the other side, and still stay in that high vibration. You don't want to be held back by any feelings of guilt or second guessing or doubts. Trust me when I tell you, the universe, Father, Creator, brought this to the forefront for a reason. The other thing that's important to note here is that when you do a full emotional healing, you're going to be not jaded. That's so important because you don't want to find yourself in a situation where, because you've had negative instances in the past, you're going to possibly refuse help to someone in the future who truly needs it because you're afraid you're going to get worked over again like you had been before. So staying in that high vibration and going with your inner gut, really paying attention to that now. These are things that we are developing more as times progress. Those that are working on their own spirituality, and when I said ascension before, that's what I meant, was spirituality. You're working on how you're going to be a better person and better able to help other people. And that whole hive energy and that hive mentality is what's going to propel us all to where we want to be. So you want to make sure that you heal all of those inner hurts that you had inside of you so that when the person comes along that really needs help, that will appreciate you, you're able to cross that threshold and make that move and help them without hesitation. There have been angels that we've encountered in our lifetimes that we may have helped or we may have turned away from because energetically and spiritually, we weren't at that level where we wanted to trust them or give them the benefit of the doubt because of our previous scenarios. We are being tested. I hope everybody realizes that. We do have tests, and there are people that walk the earth that appear as humans, but they're really angels. Why are they doing that? They're looking to see where you're at. They're looking to see where are you in your journey? How far have you come? Will you help that homeless person on the side of the street? Or is he just another hobo looking for a handout? Are you able to truly use your discernment and see into that person's heart and soul? Look into their eyes and feel the energy. Is this a kindly, gentle, good person? Or is there an energy there that's not pure? Is there something else lurking beneath the surface? These are all things that we're learning. People are coming into their own power. They're starting to see. They're starting to open up their senses and do this without somebody like me telling you that you need to do this. It's so awesome. I'm loving that part of life. Because it's my job to help everybody move forward. And the fact that people are doing it, they're doing it on their own, and or they've taken a little bit of guidance and direction and they're running with it, that is just so incredible for me to see, because it gives us such hope for the future. It truly is propelling us in the direction that we want to be as a whole. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Two angels also appeared as men when they visited Lot in Sodom. And in Genesis 18, the Lord appeared to Abraham in human form. That's the story of the three men at Mamre. And there are other accounts in other religions as well of deities taking human form or turning into humans. So we can recognize that that is something that has happened in the past, and I believe is something that happens now. Sometimes it may just be to uplift us when we're feeling spiritually low and we need encouragement. Everybody's heard or had their own experience of an angel that saved their lives, but they do appear in ordinary times to see how we're doing, maybe offer some words of encouragement. So coming out of one of these situations, the first thing you may feel is mentally and maybe even physically drained. You may just feel tired because of the energy exchange. Whether or not that person is what's known as an energy vampire or an energy leech, or just because of the situation in general, it may be a combination of both. Quite often in these circumstances, it's both. So what you want to do is be gentle on yourself after the exchange and make sure that you get some rest and drink lots of fluids and take it easy on your physical body. Make sure that whatever you put into your body is pure. And don't eat a lot of junk food, which you shouldn't be doing anyway. And then what I'd like for you to do is go into prayer and meditation. And just like we were talking about before, this is going to help you to spiritually uplift, but also be able to possibly further uncover other scenarios regarding that situation that need to be brought up, brought to the surface, feel those emotions, and truly heal them. Also, in that prayer and prayerful and meditative state, you will see other scenarios play out. Ask to see or think about, how could I have handled this better or differently? That's a self-evaluation that I almost always do. See what answers come to you. See what guidance and direction that you're given so that you can better handle yourself in the future and protect yourself in the future. And also, the guidance will come to you to help you better maybe verbalize your thoughts and feelings, or maybe will teach you a little more patience so that you're able to broach that situation without possibly raising your voice or becoming excited, to keep you in an even state and a really cool, chill flow. And if it's something that transpired by text, as is the way of the times, so many times people refuse to speak directly or on the phone, they'd rather have a text war, then use that prayer and meditative time as a way to dissolve any negative energy that's around the situation. And always put your prayers out for protection, so that just in case that person is a little more spiritually cloudy than you'd like for them to be, and they're throwing some negative energy your way, you will be fully protected. You should always go into a situation with your armor on and keep that on throughout the day. And with prayer, it'll stay. It'll stick. It's not something that you really need to go over 82 times a day, but stay in that vibration of knowing that you're protected always and that you do have the power to tread on serpents and scorpions. And the energy, put that out there to protect you as well. Angels will help you if you ask for their protection. So, just something to keep in mind. If you need help maintaining the positive vibe, then getting out in nature and grounding absolutely is a way to do that. I use tuning forks. They're amazing tools. You can burn spiritual incense. You can talk to a trusted friend to get out some of those feelings as well if you need to. It's always good to vent. We started the show out that way, kind of, but prayer and meditation should bring you back down to balance and get you to where you're feeling strong again. Essential oils will also help to lift your vibration. Listening to spiritual passages or music without the nasty hurts in it, or if you've already set the intent that that music doesn't bother you, that the negative hurts just won't get through, you're good with that. One thing that I was able to do that thrilled me beyond belief is something that I haven't been able to do in a really long time, but I was able to get to the ocean and walk in the salt water. Sea water, ocean water, salt water is absolutely one of the best healing natural resources that we have. And if you have the capability to get to the ocean, and it's cold this time of year, I put my feet in and just walked along the edge up to about my knees at times. But just to walk in the ocean water, salt is such an amazing purifier, and the energy that the seawater and the ocean water contains is so purifying. It's just, I can't even tell you. I wasn't even in the water for maybe 2 hours, but I left there feeling like a whole new woman. It had been so long, and I so drastically needed that uplift and that purification. If you can't do that, if you shower with Dead Sea salts and rub the salts into your body, you can get a little bit of the same energy that way. It's not as effective, but that also will help. Salt's been used for centuries in pretty much every religion as a purification. So that will definitely help you. If you're not able to do that, just walking in a mountain stream also will help you, but it doesn't have the salt qualities that are contained in the ocean and the sea. So you'll get the grounding and some of the healing, but it won't be as effective as it would be at the ocean. Just being in nature, like I said before, grounding, but sitting in nature and listening to the sounds of nature also are amazing to help you get back to balance. So I hope you've enjoyed tonight's show. Those are just a few things that you can do to help you if you've encountered this situation. Know that you are special, you're loved, you're awesome, and you were put here for a reason. Don't let life bring you down. Stay positive. We'll see you all next week. Thanks, everybody. Good night.